Here's a story that lots of you were tweeting me about last night. It was going ballistic on social media, actually. So let's see how you would feel about this. It's your girlfriend's birthday, so you book a table at a nice restaurant for a group of friends. You're halfway through your dinner when a bouncer comes up and tells you you're going to have to get out. Why? Because you have a tattoo that's visible. Mark Leacock says this happened to him at the Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena over the weekend. Morning to you, Mark.
Stephen, how are you?
Doing okay, thank you. Tell me what happened to you then. Set this story out for us. What happened?
Well, Stephen, we went out on Saturday night, my girlfriend and four other of us. We had a table booked for about 8:30. Now, six of us arrived on time. Passing the doorman on the way in, we were asked, are you in for a meal? And we said yes. We then walked on down to the table. We had our meal and stuff like that there, but whenever the waiter came down, I noticed he was tattooed in the hand. Now, I never said nothing to him. We had the meal and we had a few drinks and stuff like that there. The meal was brilliant. I can't say anything about the meal now. It was lovely, but halfway through the meal, maybe three quarters of the end of it, the bouncer approached us and said to me, look, I'm going to have to get you to leave. Now, I turned around and I says to him, I said, what's the problem? And he says, because of tattoos, a visible tattoo. It sort of offended me to start off with, like, and then I just, we finished up our meal and the drinks that we had, and there was a bill came to the table of over £200. So there was, and I'm not saying it wasn't worth the money for the feed. The feed was absolutely brilliant, but it was a disgrace what they'd done to me. Like, now, I tried to speak.
What is your tattoo, Mark? Mark, what is your tattoo? The tattoo's on your face, is that right?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's freehand stuff. It's not anything offensive or anything like that there.
Where on your face is it?
Just on the side of my face.
Is it a big tattoo?
It's not that big, so it's not. It's noticeable, you know what I mean, Stephen? It's noticeable, like, but it's not offensive to anybody.
And the bouncer comes up to you and says what to you, Mark, exactly?
I'm going to have to get you to leave once you finish the meal.
Did he tell you why?
He said because of visible tattoos. Now, I never said to him about other ones in the restaurant, girls or anything like that. There are photos, Stephen, of New Year's Eve on their website. There's girls with visible tattoos. And it's just hurtful because it's one rule for one person and one rule for another. Like, why single me out?
I wonder if David Beckham went into the Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena, would he be kicked out? Would he not be welcome? I wonder if Johnny Depp or so, or Liam Neeson, does he have a tattoo?
I doubt if they would be turned away, you know what I mean? And in Ballymena, Stephen, I run a tattoo studio, and it's a successful tattoo studio, so I'm well known and stuff like that. And I'm not somebody that is out causing bother or anything like that there, you know what I mean? You could look through it if it was something like that there, but I'm not. I have respect for bouncers, and I told that bouncer that night. Now, I'm not saying it was his fault, because at the end, whenever I spoke to him, he was genuine. It was 100%. He says, look, it's not my fault. I don't make the rules.
By the way, I have no idea whether Liam Neeson has a tattoo or not. I doubt it, but
he was more than nice, you know what I mean? But it's just the fact of taking... They shouldn't have let me into the restaurant to start off with. Never mind taking £200-odd off me first and then tell me to go, do you know what I mean?
So they let you in. They waive their door policy. They let you in. And then they essentially say that their door policy is kicking back in as soon as they take your money and finish your meal.
Yeah, that's correct.
If you're good enough to give them £200 when you're eating, why are you not good enough to be in the club?
That's right. Like, we left it just maybe, I think it was about 11 o'clock or something like that there, and we would have so much loved to have stayed on. But the only thing, Stephen, the thing that really annoys me is the fact that if there was girls or something like that there and with tattoos, they're not, you know, they're not dealt with the same as what I was dealt with. So it's like one rule for one person and a rule for somebody else.
How did this make you feel?
Awful. I haven't slept last night.
Honestly?
Thinking about it.
Honestly.
it's not good, like. So it's not. I just think it was unfairly treated, you know what I mean?
Why didn't you sleep?
Whenever I went to contact them yesterday and last night, my friend Philip now, He put a thing on Facebook last night, and I couldn't believe the response. And the most of it was in my favour. And saying that, there was a couple of people maybe said, look, if it's on their policy, there's nothing you can do about it. But they amended the policy so they did, and they still haven't had the decency even to apologise to me or get in contact with me. I texted them twice yesterday on the Facebook asking them to get in contact with me, but they never contacted me directly. So they didn't. So I don't know, it's just, it's hurtful. Like,
Mark, why did you say you didn't, you said that you didn't sleep last night. Why has this got to you so much?
That's just hurt me. Like, any other bar in is in Stephen, I'm not out, I don't go out that often, but I went out to take my girlfriend out for her 25th birthday and it spoiled the night.
They basically judged you to be inappropriate, not good enough for them because
that's
of
right.
your appearance.
Yeah.
Is what they did. Your appearance wasn't suitable for their establishment.
That's right.
Having a tattoo on your face is quite unusual.
Yeah.
Why did you get it done?
Stephen, I've been interested in tattoos from a very, very young age, and I've been getting tattooed from a young age as well. My business and stuff like that, they're successful, and it's always something I wanted to do. It doesn't make me any different of a person. I'm still the same person inside and all that there. Anybody that knows me knows what sort of person I am and stuff like that there. Sometimes they're a stranger, they maybe feel a wee bit intimidated or something like that. Way inside a couple of minutes to speaking to a stranger, they always know straight away what sort of person I am.
A spokesperson from Galgorm Resort and Spa said to the Nolan Show, Galgorm Resort and Spa works extremely hard to ensure that all our customers enjoy a quality experience. Well, you didn't have one. They say, we deeply regret that Mr. Dawson feels that on this occasion we did not live up to our own high standards. They regret it so much that they still haven't been in touch with you. Galgorm Resort and Spa has in place a clear and unambiguous door policy, which we put in place for the benefit of all our customers. Well, they say it's unambiguous, but if you actually look at their door policy, it says no visible tattoos, brackets, at management discretion.
Yeah, so, and Stephen, on...
So actually, it's so ambiguous that it's at management discretion. Define management discretion. They continue. It is also one which is based on wide industry practice already in place at many quality establishments across the UK and Ireland. They say, we recognise, however, that in this particular instance, we fell short of our own high standards by not adhering to this in a full and proper way, and we apologise wholeheartedly to Mr. Dawson and his party for the confusion and upset which this caused. Have they apologised to you directly?
No, they haven't.
No, they haven't. They've just done so through the media. I'm trying to dig into this statement. So what is Galgorm saying? Are they saying which particular tattoos are unacceptable? When they say that tattoos are now acceptable at management discretion, what direction do they give to their management? You know, these managers need to be trained. So what tattoos are acceptable and what are not? How can it be at management discretion? Clearly a tattoo on your face, Mark, is unacceptable.
Yeah, that's right.
So is it because it's on your face? Is it because of the type of tattoo it was? Do they stand by their manager's decision to ban you from Galgorm, to take your £200 and then kick you out?
And then kick me out, that's right.
Other customers who are going to Galgorm Resort and Spa, if they have a tattoo, how do they know if they're going to get in or out?
That's right.
And why are you allowed in for food and then...
Put out?